This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, Sarah Bagby looks at a new book that asks what our country would look like if things had turned out a little differently.
Not to be confused with Colson Whitehead's inventive novel Underground Railroad is Ben H. Winter's Underground Airlines. Part thriller, part alternative history, and fully engaging, Underground Airlines is set in the present. The Civil War never happened, and Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Carolina are slave states known as the Hard Four. The airlines of the title refers to an escaped slave's safe passage out of the U.S. The book opens in Indiana, where Victor, a slave hunter, is working for a government agent named Bridge and is searching for a slave named Jackdaw. The simple setup becomes complicated within a few chapters as the layered world of slave trade, import-export laws from the South to the North, and double agents enter the playbook. A few chapters later, we learn that Victor himself is an escaped slave, caught in a web of malfeasance and must risk his so-called freedom by going back to the South. As he travels under the arcane rules set up for black people in the Hard Four, he is under surveillance by Bridge, a priest, two cops, and a henchman. He's been sent to steal company secrets that will scandalize one of the largest manufacturers in the Hard Four. Free state citizens in the North don't much like purchasing exported goods from companies earning money off the backs of slave labor. Winters, an Edgar Award winner for The Last Policeman, has created a fully formed world in which greed interferes with humanity, power corrupts, and to the satisfaction of the reader, sometimes the good guys can still get somewhere, even if they don't fully win. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.